Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Femininio has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femininio, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, GetDavidGetPaid.com. Get your life back on track. GetDavidGetPaid.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
248-539-9797.
Fun fact, I was sitting next to Lomas at the Michigan-Michigan State game. He was there. That was his first time ever going to a Michigan-Michigan State basketball game.
Wow.
Yeah. I was like, what? Because he came walking up the steps like, what are you doing here? He's like, man, I ain't never been to one of these before.
I think he did a radio show there or something.
No, he was just, oh, he may have. But yes. Yeah, he stuck around. Yeah, he stuck around. So.
Yes, indeed. All right, 248-539-9797. Dan Campbell will speak at 3:30. We'll probably play a little sound from him coming up if he says anything interesting. I mean, Brad Holmes was earlier today. We'll hear from him sometime during the show as well. Well, nothing really earth-shattering at all, which is not unexpected. Now, Rico, you brought this up in our show sheet, and I don't know if it's because the word grifter has been used in this country for the past couple of years, and I don't care right or wrong, whatever way you perceive the word, or you're a fan of the old movie with John Cusack from 1990 called The Grifters.
No, it's just, look, every now and then, Stoney, you when you see the headlines, when it comes to sports and the contracts and the amount of money, you start to realize there's some people, they've earned it. They've won titles.
Yes.
Or they've made their teams better, and the city embraces them. And then there are other people that you sit back and look and say, how does this guy keep getting signed? How does this guy keep making money? How does this guy still have a job in the league? He's done nothing, and yet he keeps falling up. He doesn't fall down. He falls up. He gets a better job. He makes more money, and you just shrug your shoulders, and you just say, I don't get it. So 248-539-9797, I asked you, the city of Detroit, who's the biggest grifter? Who's the biggest con man that you've seen? The guy who just keeps making money that you just got to tip your cap and say, you know what? You got the greatest agent in the world. That's a couple that come to mind. But this morning I sit there and I'm listening because we were talking about Holmes and Campbell, and they had the Falcons were up there, and the GM is saying, you know, he's perfectly willing to pay Kirk Cousins $30 million to be a backup this year. Because they signed him to this ridiculous contract. Right. And it was like, and then they draft somebody. And if I'm Cousins, I'm like, okay, so I don't get hit. I'm mentoring a kid for $30 million a year. And when he screws up, I'll get my chance again. Kirk Cousins has made a little under $300 million in the NFL.
It's incredible. He is. You know, we talked about, I mentioned my daughter got her, you know, CPA, you know, went to Michigan State Business School. I mean, Kirk Cousins, he obviously went to business classes there because it's incredible. I mean, he took the dual franchise tag when he was in Washington and made all that money. Then it's absolutely incredible what he's done financially.
So, yes, it amazes me that there are certain guys out there. So
I don't blame the player.
Right, I don't. But for the people out there, 248-539-9797, who is that sports grifter, that guy who just, you can't understand how he keeps getting a job, how he keeps making money, how teams keep signing him to contracts. Because I got a couple. Ben Simmons is another.
Oh, Ben Simmons is a disgrace.
Ben Simmons doesn't want to play basketball.
No.
But for some reason, he goes to a team, he promises to play. No, it's going to be different this time, except the next thing you know, he's in street clothes, he's out for the year, and he still collects a check.
The only thing I'll give Ben Simmons, not his employers, the benefit of the doubt on, is I believe that Ben Simmons has a mental issue. And he just, you know, wants to play, and he'll play for a little bit, and then something.
Then you don't sign him.
I know. I blame the team. I don't blame him, because I think he's got something loose.
Right, because, oh, no, it's going to be different this time. Stoney, he hasn't been the same since he passed up that layup.
Yeah, yes, I mean, so his career, Philly, exactly.
His career has never been the same. It's almost like he has PTSD. Mm-hmm. And it's like, what was the second baseman who couldn't throw to first?
Chuck Knobloch, yeah, and Steve Sachs.
Steve Sachs. It was like all of a sudden they got the yips and they just couldn't do it. That's where he's at.
Yes.
So, like I said, it was him. Like I said, Matt Patricia.
It is amazing.
Matt Patricia's back. Lane Kiffin.
Well, Lane Kiffin, I won't put him in that category because I think sometimes... Because Lane Kiffin he's done a really good job in Ole Miss. I mean, they haven't won anything, been in their SEC championship game, but he's made that program very relevant again.
He's made it relevant, but Stoney, this man gets fired, and then he gets another high-profile job. And you know what? You could say the same thing. Well, he hasn't won anything, but they were good, and he'll get fired. And then he'll get another high pro. He'll get fired from Ole Miss, and he'll end up somewhere else. And now he's running Baylor. Now he's running some other top program. Like, he's almost too big to fail. So, 248-539-9797. Who is that guy that just has you scratching your head saying, I cannot believe this person just can't fail. They keep making money. They keep getting signed the contracts. They keep getting done the deal. Because I got another one. Two, but I'm gonna hold off on it and see. David, you want to chime in?
Yeah, I sure have a grifter, and everyone looks at him like, oh my gosh, he's a great scorer in the NBA, and he shoots threes, and it's James Harden. Teams have fallen in love with him because, yes, he can score, but he can't win a thing.
I know.
And yet team after team after team says, yeah, we'll take you on. When Philadelphia traded for him, it was like, why are you doing this? Makes no sense. And then the Clippers and the Nets, it was like, why? He can't win.
I know.
And you know he can't win, yet he keeps falling up, and that team says, yep, we could do it with you.
You know who else
plays
is?
No defense.
You know who else is like that? His former teammate in OKC is Russell Westbrook.
Yes, you're right.
And it's not for a lack of trying. I mean, hard maybe because the way he plays, he's such a boring basketball player to play, because even last night he shot horribly, but the fact that he out of nowhere he goes to the hole and he's got that move still.
Can we call him the big three of grifters? Let's go all the way at OKC?
KD?
No, see, I don't think KD's a grifter.
I think KD's really good.
I think KD's great. I just think
I don't think
KD destroys anything that he touches.
That is true.
He destroys organizations.
But I don't,
and I hear you, but I don't think that makes him a grifter. I don't think he's a winner.
But I don't think KD is like malicious or demands that much. I mean,
that's not true. He demands a lot.
Well, he demanded he wanted to be traded out of Golden State. Yes,
and it Brooklyn. Didn't
work. I don't know. I just
and you keep going.
Right, Phoenix.
Yeah. He's going to ask for a trade this offseason.
He wants out of every place that he goes to. He's just never happy. And, well, maybe if I get these people to play with me. So they go out and get all of these folks to play with him, and then it fails. I'm just saying, like, if you're going to use that OKC, let's just make it the big three.
I know this is going to be very unpopular, but I'd love to see if it would work cap-wise, the Pistons get him for in the offseason.
No, thank you.
Because all you want him to do, you have your leader in Cade. KD, Barkley is right, okay? He's not the bus driver, okay? He's the passenger. But if you have somebody who's willing to just shoot and play basketball and score,
But KD still thinks he drives buses.
Thank you.
I don't think he does.
He does.
Yes, he does. He does. Yes, he does.
KD will not. You're right. When KD will accept that role, he'll be. Think about it. It worked in Golden State because he wasn't the bus driver.
Right.
But then he was like, what do you mean I'm not the bus driver? And Draymond pretty much said, it's not your team. It's Steph's team. I want out. I can't be here anymore. I got to go. I got to go to the net. I got to go someplace. It's like, so once he realizes he's not the bus driver, he's not happy anymore.
But if he goes to a place where you know you're not the bus driver.
Will he like know here, he's not the bus driver here?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I think he will because he loves Kate.
You know what? I'm putting him in as a grifter. He's a grifter on my mind now.
Okay.
I'm putting him in that category.
Well, Wojo definitely agrees. Wojo can't stand doing it. I just think, you know, you got a guy who's going to score 27 points every freaking game he plays. This is pretty damn important.
248-539-9797.
Never mind. Only one. He hasn't won one without Steph. Yeah, but he's won two titles.
Right. And then all of a sudden, he was told, it's not your team. Oh, I can't work here. I got to leave. And ever since then, it's just.
I know it's his fault that his feet were like an inch too long, so he stepped on the 3-point line and they didn't win that series.
Hey, man, those are the breaks. What do you want me to say? I mean,
he's Captain America.
Hey, guess what?
He single-handedly gave the United States the Olympic gold. I'm sure. Not this past Olympic.
Isaiah Likely's feeling the same way in the game, you know, with the Chiefs.
I know.
He couldn't help that his feet were too big and he was touching the white line.
I admit it.
But he did.
I'm a KD slap, you know what. I admit it.
That's okay.
Anybody that tall can do what he can do.
Stoney, that's why it's called a discussion. 248-539-9797. Who are the guys, the people that you just say, I cannot believe, once again, they paid this person. This person still has a job. They just rehired him. They just re-signed him. Who is that guy for you? 248-539-9797.
And we have two that we're going to get to coming up next that are really, really good. 97.1 The Ticket.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or dsw.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
248-539-9797. Who are the biggest grifters in sports? And we were talking about, you know, you guys think Kevin Durant is one. And I said, give me Kevin Durant for the Pistons next year or the year after. How much of a grifter could he be? It's not worth 1 year with him next year? And he comes because he's an unrestricted free agent after next year. 1 year.
Who is?
Durant.
Do you really think he's going to come here on a one-year deal? No, he's going to want an extension.
I understand. You trade, and then we'll see what happens.
He's going to want an extension immediately after the trade.
But how much longer realistic can he be? He's going to be 37 next year.
And does that matter? LeBron is 40, and he's still playing strong.
That's true. So is Durant.
You really want KD here, man.
They need somebody who can shoot, man.
All right, I got one. And, David, then we'll take some ticket texts, and we'll get to the phone calls, 248-539-9797. Even had Mark Ryans listening. He chimed in. Mark Ryan says Justin Verlander and Charlie Morton, two grifters.
I don't know if Verlander would be considered a grifter unless you want to think
Verlander now, not Verlander.
No, I know. But if he doesn't want to retire, go to San Francisco for the most money, maybe he just wants to get the 300 wins. Is that grifting?
Grifting? Not a grifter.
No,
that's a little grifty.
I don't think so.
Now you're just going for the paycheck.
Well, that's Emmitt Smith when he was with the
Yes, that's Verlander. But no, for mine, it's Jimmy Butler.
Yeah, I'm not going to.
He just goes places, destroys teams, and cries, holds him hostage.
But they always
get paid.
You know what's crazy about him, though? When he goes to the team, for a year or so, 2 years maybe, they become so much better and tougher. And then when he finds, and then when he decides to grift, then it becomes a way. Like in Philly, they made the poor decision probably of choosing between him and Tobias Harris when it came to, you know, who's going to get what money. And that's what disillusioned him, and then he left.
So,
but in Miami, he was great till he got sick of sick of Pat Riley. And Pat Riley said,
the real him comes out and people hate him.
Yeah.
Dave, a couple ticket texts and we'll get to the phone line.
Paul George, biggest grifter. Someone says Cliff Kingsbury.
Ooh.
Another person says Monty Williams.
He
grifted once and he didn't even want to grift.
Right.
Gore said, I'll grift you.
Yes, thank you. It's not grifting if you bring the money and set it on my porch.
Mm-hmm.
That's not grifting.
That's fair.
That's like the deer just rolling down and dying in your front lawn.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't shoot the deer. It just died right in your front lawn.
Yeah.
You're exactly right. Someone's saying Jake Paul is a grifter.
Can I expand that to any one of these celebrity boxers that does this stuff? Like Floyd Mayweather, like saying, oh, I'm going to fight somebody, or Mike Tyson saying, I'm going to fight somebody. It's all for money. It's all a scam.
No, I'm with you. One more when we get to the phone lines.
This is a strange one. U of M guard Jamal Crawford is a grifter. Jim in Sterling Heights.
Well, how many teams did he end up playing for? I mean, he...
Now, see, I'm not...
He got forced out of Michigan because of stupid business or whatever the hell that happened.
Okay, honestly, yes. David here, let me help you out because I know... I was there for that game.
I was too.
When they literally
It was against Michigan State. Yeah, that was at Chrysler.
Yeah, they took him off the bench and was like, yeah, he had to leave. And it was like, what just happened here?
Right. Some guy, some agent of his, friends in Seattle.
Yeah. Apparently he took money and they're like, if he plays, and Michigan was just fresh off of the Fab Five stuff, so they didn't want any more problems.
Maybe last year, maybe the, like the last year of his career, maybe he grifted for one more. But no.
No, he was actually pretty good.
Yeah, he was a really good sixth man.
Right. He was a guy that, now he,
he's good on television. He's really, I like Jamal Crawford.
He was kind of like a Chauncey Billups where he kind of went from team to team to team.
Yeah.
He was good, but he wasn't great, but you would love to have him on his team.
What, one last grifter for me, Carson Beck. Grifter.
That's not personal.
By the way, Jamal Crawford, 19.
Nine teams.
Okay.
248-539-9797. This is a good one, and I like this guy, too. Dave, you're a 97 on the ticket.
Hey.
Hey, Dave.
I had Stan Van Gundy.
Yeah, he's bounced around. He bounced around. I was kind of surprised that he got his, after he left here, and he ended up where, New Orleans, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
That was surprising.
We paid him $10 million not to coach and be the GM. He screwed us over. I mean, you might disagree with me. The Blake Griffin trade, at the time, I thought we got one good year out of Blake, but he was old, he was always injured, and he had a max contract. So we got one good year. We paid him for three or four good years, and we gave up a first-round draft pick and some good players, and Tobias Harris when he was real good. But then he goes to New Orleans, and he gets a five-year deal. Coaches only 1 year, and so he's still getting paid. Plus, then he gets a network job, and he makes millions of dollars on TV.
Well, I don't know if he makes millions, but I think he's very good on TV, because that's one thing I like.
I agree with that.
The one thing I liked about him when he was a coach here, he was so honest after the games, and we'd come on the radio. He was very honest. As far as his biggest problem was drafting, I mean, Donovan Mitchell, Devin Booker. I mean, those are the guys they should have had, and they ended up with, you know, what, Stanley Johnson and Luke Kennard, and when you were the great Henry Ellenson. Remember, we used to get emails every day from the Pistons. Henry Ellenson has now been transferred to Grand Rapids. It was like, Stan was not a good drafter. Not a good drafter.
You know who would probably fall into the Hall of Fame of grifters? It may have been too. When you know you're bad when multiple teams pay you not to be there. Charlie Weiss.
Oh, yeah.
Has to go into the Hall of Fame of grifting. Because at one point, he was getting paid by Notre Dame. He was getting paid by Kansas. He was getting paid by a bunch of people not to coach.
Yeah.
Just, you know what? Go away. You're no good. And the other one, I don't know if this is a grifter or just, man, right place, right time, was Bobby Williams. At one point, I think Bobby was collecting four checks, one from the MSU, one from Detroit, one from LSU, and one from Alabama.
Wow.
He was getting paid by four different places in 1 year. It was four different teams, still owed this man money. So,
you know, grifted at the end, Kenny? Chelios, when he went and played for the Atlanta Thrashers. That was ridiculous.
That was absurd. I still can't believe that happened.
I know. Let's say good afternoon to Clarence. You're a 97 on the ticket. What's up, Clarence?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, Clarence.
So this is a beautiful topic because I talk about this with my boys all the time. I don't understand how Doc Rivers is still employed with teams that actually have expectations to win.
Yeah.
It's not that he gets jobs. I get it. If you want to develop some players or something like that, cool. But these teams with these stars that have expectations to win a chip keep hiring him. How many series does he have to blow?
It's amazing.
And
look,
that's just it.
Well, he won a championship with the Celtics, and as Mike would probably point out, it's the players. But when he left Philly, and he still got, and then he got fired from Philly, ended up with the Clippers after that, I think. And then he was pretty good on television. And then all of a sudden, the Bucks in the middle of the season last year have to have Doc Rivers, that they fired their coach for Doc Rivers?
That's insane. But even with the Celtics situation, how much more of underachieving? Because if it wasn't for LeBron being in Miami, more people would talk about how much that Celtics team underachieved at that time. And it's because of him.
I know.
He's a good coach, but great is, that's a reach.
Great point.
No, okay, yeah. I mean, especially Doc Rivers in any game seven.
My Lord.
I feel sorry.
He's lost, what, more 3-1 leads, I think, than any coach ever, something like that, too. Jason, you're a 97 on the ticket.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Good.
I think the odds for Grifter is easy. It's LeBron James. Mister, I can't win with what's here. I want to switch teams. And then once I switch teams, I want you to bring in the people I want.
Okay, but Jason, is a difference between not liking him. Like, he's won at every place, so that's not really grift.
Or is it because he demands what he thinks he needs? He can't just win what's there.
But a grifter is someone that doesn't deserve it.
Right.
He deserves it.
Why? He didn't win with Cleveland when he was still there. He had good players around him. Well, let me demand to go to Miami. Well, now we got Dwayne Wade. Well, let's get. I demand Boss should be here too.
Well, he didn't
go to Miami. Was a free agent.
Yeah,
so.
He did not demand to be in Miami.
He chose to be in Miami.
Yeah,
he goes where he wants, but I don't. He can't win if what's there. Once he gets there, now he demands I need more to win.
Well, he's won everywhere.
If you're that good, you should be able to win if what's there.
Well, he's won everywhere he's gone. I mean, come on. I mean, he won in the bubble. I mean, if you want to take that away from him, fine.
No, here's the thing. No, I'm going to say I like the athlete who says, I need some better players here.
Thank you.
It takes accountability. How many years did we want Matthew Stafford to say that here in Detroit?
Right.
To walk into the Ford's office and say, fix this. Give me some better players.
Barry Sanders were the same.
Yeah, Barry Sanders. Calvin Johnson. Like, we wanted those guys to come out there and say something. Right. And instead, they walk away with a new pickup truck. Like, no, that's not what we need to win here.
Right. I mean, we have no idea what they said privately, but publicly, they said nothing.
Right.
Finally,
so
I'm not mad. Stafford said, I've had enough.
Right. So I'm not mad when somebody like LeBron says, no. Hey, I want to get this person here. And they get him.
Absolutely. 248-539-9797. It is the Valenti and Rico Show. Mike on vacation. Stoney here in with the legend himself, Mr. Rico Beard. 248-539-9797 is the telephone number. We're talking about grifters in the world of sports. We saw a grifter at LCA last night, James Harden, and another grifter did not play. That was Ben Simmons. The Clippers are the grifters. Jay, you're on 97, won the ticket.
Yeah, I was going to call and say Paul George because of how much money he makes.
Yeah, I think that's more on Philly, actually.
But the thing that's really more crazy to me is that Kevin Durant, a grifter, is wild because he's like a two-time MVP in the finals. And I mean, Draymond kind of ran him out of town because, you know, if he would have got paid, there would have been no money left for him. So I don't see how Kevin Durant is a grifter.
Or Draymond didn't run him out of town. KD's just a punk and couldn't take Draymond. Couldn't handle being out there in Golden State with Draymond.
Draymond is the most overrated basketball player than me.
We ain't talking about that. We're talking about KD. KD was scared and couldn't handle it.
Was he actually scared or was he just tired of the nonsense?
Oh, he was a punk.
I've seen Kerr saying, I'm tired of Draymond's BS. Like, playing with Draymond, you need, like, he needs meds or sometimes where he be acting out there.
Look, I'm not getting into the Draymond conversation about that part, but I don't think KD's a grifter personally, but that's just me. So I agree with you on that part, Jay. Thanks for the call.
You guys have a good day.
You too. Appreciate it. Let's go to DeAndre. You're on 97 on the ticket.
What's going on, Stoney? I say it's Smith, one of the all-time grifters.
Grifters? Just because he gets a job? I don't know. You know, I don't know if I'd call a utility guy in basketball who's been with like 8,000 teams a grifter. Okay.
I guess he said he's spoken.
Yeah. I mean, it's not that he's made, well, obviously, he's made a lot of money in his career.
See, like I look at, when I'm talking grifter like Cousins, when you look at, he's made almost $100 million.
But won nothing. He's won nothing.
Do you know how long he would have to play in the NHL to get that much money, Dave?
I know.
What am I taking strays over here for? I did nothing to you today, man.
Well, speaking of, let me read this text because I got a couple for him. One mentioning an NHL player. Marc-Andre Fleury is a grifter.
No way. No way.
Do you know what the man's resume is?
Seriously.
He's won 3 Stanley Cups, 4-time All-Star, beloved every single place he's been.
Oh, he's a practical joker. He's like the greatest teammate.
On the ice, off the ice, one of the best dudes in the NHL.
Look, I wish he wouldn't have made the save on Lidstrom, but, you know, he's a great first overall pick in the draft as a goal. No. Marc-Andre Fleury is no grifter. By the way, is Smith in his career, and he hasn't played, I don't believe, since 2000. I think 2023 was his last season, if I'm not mistaken. He did make $44 million in his career. But it's not
grifting. That's not grifting.
That's not, as I said, it's not grifting because in today's NBA, you know, a ninth or tenth man does make $6 million a year.
Right. That's grifting means, yeah, you've just been around and you've really done nothing. Yeah.
Well, speaking of, let me read this ticket text for Kenny. Came through. I did not write this. This is from Kenny in Southfield.
I like how Campy. You have to do the whole
It's the grifter. Yes. Not only did he.
No, he's not a grifter at all. Come on. Seriously?
Really? It says Kenny in Southfield. So he sent this in.
I did not send this in, but you I might what? As well have. Yeah, good for that texter.
Yeah, go check Evan's keyboard.
Yeah, exactly. That was definitely Evan. He is no grifter.
Maybe this one. Qualifies Mel Tucker, biggest grifter in the Hall of Fame.
You know what?
You know what? That's a good one.
You know what?
Because he fooled me.
He's in the Hall of Fame of grifting. Yes. Well, actually, no. Because is it grifting if you don't get the money?
Oh, I guess not.
It ain't grifting because he didn't pull off the con.
Yeah, he was there.
And he got the $100 million. That's grifting.
Yeah. Well, then this one will count then. Hunter Dickinson?
Oh, my God.
I don't know if you call it a
yes.
I don't know if it's a grifting. He just, you know, took the money. He went for a bigger offer for the NIL.
And Kansas right now can't get rid of him fast enough. I know.
He did have a great game last night and they won.
Right, but they hate him.
I know. Well, he could be he was the most hateable basketball player in Michigan history anyway.
And David, you know what? In the pure root for radio, here's what I need, Stoney. Second round action, NCAA tournament, Michigan. Kansas. I'm here for it. And you know it's going to happen.
Right.
You know, oh, did we somehow pair those teams up to play each other?
Right.
Because the NCAA tournament never does that. Yeah. Michigan, Kansas, second round game. Michigan's a 4 seed. Kansas a 5 seed.
Kansas can't be a 5 seed unless they win a Big 12 tournament, I don't think, right? Yeah.
Okay. Well,
but yeah,
a 3-7.
Yeah, it would be unbelievable.
That would be fun.
Yes,
I'd be here for that.
Or another version of Michigan State Kansas, where Izzo and Hunter Dickinson have those great handshakes
because they played earlier.
I know.
Year.
I said right, another
this
version.
Idiot goes and stomps on the logo, and they're like, then even the people are like, why is he stomping? Like, oh, he played at Michigan, so he's stomping on the state logo, and he's a loser.
He put the T in tool.
Yeah, this one just says Jonathan Smith signed by a Mike V.
No. See, that was Mike's boy. That was Mike's boy at Oregon State.
It was.
He's now if he's bad this year, then Mike's going to have to go ahead and concede. I just don't think he understood what he was getting to. Kind of like a little bit like Dusty May.
Yeah.
I don't think you quite understood exactly what you were walking into. Now, what you do from game one to game two is going to show me a lot if you get this or not.
Right. 248-539-9797. Brennan, you're on 97 on the ticket.
Hey, what's happening, fellas?
How are you? Who's the biggest grifter in sports?
Man, I got to go with Draymond Green. When I heard his name, my buddies and I have always referred to him as Mr. Quadruple Single. he's been riding the coattails of everybody else on that team for years. So that's my pick, fellas. Have a great day.
I just don't think that qualifies as grifting. He might be, you might want to call him overrated. What he means to that team, the heart and soul of that team for years, I don't think is griftable.
No. It's not. And the thing is, Draymond is going to be there so long as he is the enforcer, the old school hockey enforcer. Like, he's the basketball enforcer. He's the guy that allows Steph to go out there and do all his stuff, and nobody goes after Steph. Why? Because you got to deal with Draymond. So long, and that's his role.
Yeah.
Now, one day when Steph walks in and tells Steve Kerr, you know what, I'm getting a little sick of Draymond, Draymond's going to be gone like that. But right now, he's the bodyguard for Steph. That's his job. And he embraces it and he knows, this is what I do.
Would you call at one point, because he's retired now, DeMarcus Cousins a grifter?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Good call on that, Stoney.
All right. We'll take some more of your fabulous grifters coming up next. 97.1 The Ticket. 248-539-9797 is the telephone number. We had the Wings play tonight right here on 97.1 The Ticket against the Minnesota Wild. They played on Saturday, and they're playing again on Tuesday. Hopefully the Wings will get a lead, and hopefully they won't blow it like they did on Saturday. And Andrew Kopp, by the way, if you missed it, he's out for the season. So you can, they made that trade yesterday to free up money with Husso. You can use part of his salary for the long-term injured reserve, which he's got about almost $1.5 million left. So I have a feeling they're going to do something at the deadline, which is a week from Friday, by the way.
Can we call him a grifter, Andrew Kopp?
No, he's actually played better since the coaching change, and now he's out for the year. Yeah, exactly. All right, let's go to our buddy Hank. What's up, Hank?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, Hank.
Look, we got John Kitna is a grifter, number one grifter. Back in the day, he let me down. I thought he was a serviceable backup, and he got here, and he took us all the way down. And Rob Marinelli. Well, I feel so bad about that.
Well, Kitna was he exactly what he was. He was in Cincinnati, he was not great, and he came here, and he was a starter, but I don't think anybody expected him to be a Pro Bowl quarterback, right?
Yeah, but we had hope for a second, right? Because we didn't have anything, but we thought he would be a better shot than what we had, and he was terrible.
I don't think he was terrible. He just wasn't really good, but he wasn't terrible. And, you know, look, he was the quarterback of that 0-16 team, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yeah, that's why he got it.
Yeah, but he's not grifting when you're playing with a bunch of, for the most part, saps.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, Calvin for his last year, right? His kid in his last year, I think.
Grifting would be like Matt Millen.
Yes.
That was a grift job.
Yes.
I got no experience, but you know what? I can come. I'm not really a GM, but I've done it on TV.
Yeah.
So I can come in here and help you out.
Right. Which was fine. They went outside the box. The problem with the Matt Millen hire was they extended him after it was obvious he couldn't do the job.
Yeah.
Incredible. All right. Let's go to last word. Terrence.
Yeah, what I heard.
What's up, Terrence?
Hey, how are you?
Good.
I want to say that Allen Iverson was a drifter, because when he came to the Pistons, he didn't show up for us nothing. He was downtown first gambling something.
Yes, he was.
Yeah, okay, but here's the thing, Terrence. Once again, you're not really grifting if the team pretty much says you know what? It is a grift because they paid him not to show up. So you're right. That falls into the category. It was a grift. He got here and they said, we'd rather you be anywhere than 4 championship drive.
Yeah. The casino was his home.
Yeah. And he don't like to practice. We know that. So he didn't bring no kind of want to win to the Pistons. So I just had to share that, I think.
Yeah, that ended up being a bad trade. I understood it and I endorsed it at the time because it was obvious from this Eastern Conference Finals the year before, Chauncey had lost a step. They weren't going to go any further, so you take a chance and you free up a lot of, his cap money was coming off. The problem was the strategy worked. The problem was They signed, what's his face? They signed Ben Gordon and Charlie V after that. That was the problem.
Yeah, but at that point, Iverson was on the decline. This Joe Dumars wanted Iverson for so many years, and he finally walked past the clearance rack and said, wait, is that Allen Iverson? I can finally get him in Detroit. And he wasn't the same AI.
No, he wasn't. All right, 248-539-9797. I believe it's time for a blitz. Is that correct?
We'll get to that soon. Let me read some ticket text here. It says Dwight Howard. Dwight Howard is a grifter.
Yeah.
First ballot Hall of Fame grifter would be Jamarcus Russell.
Oh, yeah.
But did he go to any other teams afterwards?
No, because he had too much purple drink, so he couldn't go to any. They didn't want him anymore.
This was before the salary cap for rookies, though.
It was. Yeah.
So he made a ton of money and went out and had that purple lane.
Mm-hmm.
Someone says, Javi Baez, grifter.
Well, he hasn't played well, but I don't think he's grifting. I think he wants to play well.
The team did go to the playoffs without him being here.
Yeah, I know.
Russell Wilson and Daniel Jones. No.
Russell Wilson.
You know what? Daniel Jones did get picked up by
the Vikings.
Vikings,
right?
Yeah.
That'll make him a grifter.
No.
It does. He doesn't belong in the league.
Brandon Inge.
You know what? Jones belongs at Ford Field for the Panthers.
Okay. Brandon Inge is the biggest grifter of all time. That is from Kevin.
Brandon Inge could go down as one of the top five of Detroit most polarizing athletes. Some people absolutely loved the guy, and other people absolutely hated him. Hey, you can drive a golf ball 400 yards. Remember that?
Right. Tristan Thompson is a grifter. Was LeBron's boy, got paid, and now just stays on the roster for exercise. That is from Brian. Here's another one.
He's on Cleveland still.
Yeah, he's still playing. Yeah.
He's still sitting.
You know what? He is going for the John Sally Award.
Yeah, correct. And Chloe's still begging for him. And here's another one here.
I don't even know why you know that, David, but okay.
Here's another one here. Tobias Harris, $212 million, never even made an All-Star game.
You know what?
He's just a solid player, solid guy.
$212 million.
That's a crazy NBA when you can make that much money. I've never been an All-Star.
Yeah,
but I don't think he's grifting.
Yes, he is.
No, grifting to me is my definition of grifting is somebody who's like lazy and doesn't care and all that too.
No,
does it look like he cares right now?
Yeah, he's playing pretty damn well.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I look at grifting as you've made a lot of money and it's like, wait, why did you make this money? Who do you know? Like, who do you have photos of? Like, really?
Well, that's a whole different thing. Who's got pictures? Anyway.
I'm going to mention this one because this is the only one that came in that was non-sports. Biggest grifter, Snoop Dogg.
You know what?
Is being overexposed grifting? I don't know.
He's
been Martha Stewart. The next thing you know, he's on the ice at a celebrity hockey game.
I'm going to say this because you know what? If you built a time machine and put Snoop Dogg in it and took it back, some 30, 40 years and said, hey, this is what you're going to be.
Yeah, just go back to the Source Awards.
Right.
You would have never thought that this would be him today.
Right. Like, okay. Yeah. Snoop, a little bit of a different person than he was. I'm just going to call him Calvin.
Okay.
Him Snoop. He's Calvin.
Calvin Brodus, ladies and gentlemen.
He is Calvin. Okay?
That's good.
He's a long way from Murder Was the Case.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, he is.
Kenny, you can look that up.
Yeah. I'm right behind you, Kenny. 97 won the ticket.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.